Wives of the prophets in Islam, wives of the prophets in Islam, wives of the prophets in Islam, wives of the prophets in Islam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you once again in our new episode of our program Wives of the Prophets. We will continue our discussion from where we left in our previous episode, where we were talking about Sayyidatuna Bilqis rahmatullahi alayha and Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam being the ruler, the king of the entire world. And we stopped our discussion at the point where the woodpecker, the hudhud, he was absent from the company of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam, and he alayhi salam inquired about his absence, and he alayhi salatu wasalam said that he will punish him unless he comes back with a justifiable excuse. So when the woodpecker came back, he mentioned the entire account where he had been, and that served as a justifiable excuse in the court of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam. And where the woodpecker had been, why was he absent from the company of Sulaiman alayhi salam, was because he had gone to the country called Saba, where he had gone to see the affairs and the accounts, the events of great queen of that land, whose name was Bilqis. And he, the woodpecker, came back and relayed everything to Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, he also mentioned the majesty, the grandeur of Queen Bilqis and the greatness of her throne. So, we ended our last episode on this very account when the woodpecker comes back in the court of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, what happened thereafter? Insha'Allah, we will cover that in our today's episode. Before that, as usual, let's first of all listen to a virtue of sending peace and salutations for the noble prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stated that the one who recites Salat upon me 1,000 times a day will not die until he sees his abode in paradise. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Just imagine, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that once someone is fortunate enough, is blessed with the honor of seeing his abode in paradise, then how is it possible that he won't enter paradise after his demise? This is a beautiful virtue, the beautiful excellence mentioned to us in this beautiful hadith, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is mentioning the excellence of reciting salutations, sending salat upon him 1,000 times a day. We should also make this our practice. May Allah enable us to do so. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So, dear viewers of Madani Channel, the woodpecker comes back in the court of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam, mentioning the entire account of what he had witnessed, what he had observed in the country called Saba regarding Bilqis. Now, after listening to whatever the woodpecker had to tell Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam, he alayhi salam intended to investigate whatever the woodpecker mentioned to Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam, and then he alayhi salam said to the woodpecker that we will now find out whether you are truthful or liar, whether you are telling the truth or whether you are lying. So at this point, Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam, he wrote a letter and then stamped it and then handed it over to the woodpecker and said to him that take this letter of mine and give it to her, meaning give it to Bilqis, and then step aside, move aside, and see what reply she gives. How do they react to my letter? Now, this has also been mentioned in the Holy Quran in verse number 27 and 28 of Surah An-Naml in these words.
قال سننظر أصدقت أم كنت من الكاذبين اذهب بكتابي هذا فألقه إليهم ثم تول عنهم فانظر ماذا يرجعون.
Translation from Kunzul Iman. Said Suleiman, we shall now see whether you spoke the truth or whether you are amongst the liars. Go with this order of mine and drop it upon them, then move aside from them and see how they respond. So this is how this very dialogue between Suleiman alayhi salam and the woodpecker has been mentioned in the Holy Quran. Now the letter that Sayyidina Suleiman alayhi salam wrote to Queen Bilqis, what was mentioned in there? Let's go through this now. That Sayyidina Suleiman alayhi salam, he mentioned in the letter that from Suleiman, son of Dawood, to Bilqis, the queen of Saba, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, salam upon the one who accepts guidance. Amma ba'd, after this, do not desire superiority over me. Do not desire exaltation. Do not exalt yourself over me. And submit yourself in my court whilst being obedient, whilst obeying me. Now this is what was stated in this letter by Suleiman alayhi salam to Queen Bilqis. Now that Hudhud, the woodpecker, he took that letter and reached Bilqis once again. And at that very time, Bilqis, she was surrounded with her ministers and with her advisors in her royal court. Now Hudhud, the woodpecker, he placed that letter in the lap of Queen Bilqis. And seeing that letter coming from the top and falling into her lap, she trembled with fear. And then she, rahmatullahi alayha, at that time of course she was in Muslim, she told the leaders of her nation about that letter. At that very moment of time, she read what was written inside the letter to the leaders of her nation, which has again been mentioned in the Holy Quran in verse number 29-231 of Surah An-Naml in these words.
قالت يا أيها الملأ إني ألقي إلي كتاب كريم إنه من سليمان وإنه بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألا تعلوا علي وأتوني مسلمين.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. The woman said, O chief, a noble letter has indeed been dropped upon me. Undoubtedly, it is from Suleiman, and it indeed commences with the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful, that exalt not yourselves against me, and present yourselves in my respected court in submission. So Queen Bilqis, she reads out the letter to the chiefs of her nation, and she mentions them what is written inside that very letter. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, you can see how concise and precise this beautiful letter of Suleiman alayhi salam was, this beautiful writing of Sayyidina Suleiman alayhi salam was. It was full of wisdom, it was full of evidence, it was full of proof. It was so comprehensive, precise and concise. Allama Mullah Ali Qari rahimahullah, he mentions over here that this very speech of Suleiman alayhi salam, the letter, the writing of Suleiman alayhi salam, was not only very brief, but also it fulfilled its objective. It mentioned the true objective that it was intended for. Why? Because it contains Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim in it, which alludes to the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah Almighty Himself. And then it forbade Bilqis from exalting herself over Suleiman alayhi salam, meaning it forbade her from being arrogant, from having pride in her, which is the root of every evil. And then it further contained the command, the instructions of accepting Islam, which is the combination of all the excellences of all the qualities. So this very speech, this very letter, this very writing of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam, it was so comprehensive and so concise and precise that it covered the entire objective of Sulaiman alayhi salam's invitation towards righteousness in totality. This is the greatness of the comprehensiveness of a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, dear viewers of Madani channel, bear in mind that the Prophet of Allah Almighty, this is from his glory, this is from his excellence, that a Prophet of Allah Almighty, they do not fall prey to the greed of anything of this world. Rather, they are sent for the guidance of the people, they are sent to lead the people, and the wealth of this world and whatever is present in it, it is nothing in their sight. It doesn't mean anything to them. So when Queen Bilqis, she saw that very letter of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam, she read that very letter of Sulaiman alayhi salam, and when she saw that he alayhi salam is not asking for any worldly provisions, he has not got any greed for any worldly provision, rather he's calling her towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and because of this, the dignity, the honor, the grandeur of Sulaiman alayhi salam, of the one who wrote the letter, embedded, instilled in the heart of Bilqis, of Queen Bilqis, and that is why she referred to that letter as an honorable letter, a letter of honor, a letter of dignity. And as we know that Queen Bilqis, she was a queen of great grandeur, of awe and dignity. She possessed everything from the perspective of this world, the provisions of this world, the luxuries of this world, the wealth of this world. She had everything. But Sulaiman alayhi salam did not ask her for any worldly provision, for any wealth, for any gold or any silver. He alayhi salam invited her towards Islam, towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He instructed her, he advised her to not observe arrogance, which is the key to every evil, which is the root of every evil. So because of this, Queen Bilqis, rahmatullahi alayha, she referred to this letter as a letter of honor, as a letter of dignity. And we covered earlier in our previous episode that Sayyidatuna Bilqis, rahmatullahi alayha, she was the most intellectual woman of her era. The wisdom that she possessed, no one else possessed that wisdom in her era. And just through the writing of this very letter, she had realized that the person who has written this letter is not an ordinary person. And this letter that has reached me is not an ordinary letter. Now, ulama, they mention different reasons again over here that why did Queen Bilqis refer to this letter of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam as a letter of honor, as a letter of grandeur. One reason is that because this letter was brought by a bird, and Bilqis rahmatullahi alayha, she realized that someone who even has kingdom, who even has rule upon birds, then of course he will be of great grandeur, of great majesty. And this could also be said that because that letter did not contain any greed for the kingdom, any greed for rule, or any greed for carnal desires, there was nothing like that. And because in that letter, Bilqis, Queen Bilqis, was called towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards Islam, she was invited towards Islam, that is the reason why Queen Bilqis considered it to be a letter of grandeur, a letter of honor. And she realized that the author of this letter is not an ordinary person. In Tafsir Siratul Jinan, it is stated that this letter was sealed, and Queen Bilqis, she realized that the sender of this letter, the one who has sent this letter, is a king of great awe, a great dignity, a king of great grandeur. Or she called it a letter of honor because it commenced by the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the blessed name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as it contained Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim at the start of the letter. So that is why she considered this very letter to be a letter of honor, a letter of dignity. When Queen Bilqis, she realized and recognized the importance and worth of that very letter, and because she respected it and deemed it to be a blessed letter, that's why her kingdom also stayed preserved, her kingdom also remained. And another honor that she was blessed with was that she was also blessed with the honor of accepting Islam, and then furthermore she was also blessed with the company of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam. And not only that, she was blessed with the honor, with the privilege of being the wife of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, we come to know that a letter sent by a prophet, when someone respected that letter, deemed it as a letter of respect, as a letter of honor, just see what great honors and blessings were showered upon them. Someone who was drowned in the pits of disbelief, from such darkness of disbelief, they were led towards the light of Iman. They were led towards the company of a prophet of Allah. She was led towards being the wife of a prophet of Allah. And she became amongst those who were faithful, amongst those who embraced faith. And today, along with her name, we say Rahmatullahi Alayha. Just imagine, if this is the blessing of respecting a letter that was sent by a prophet, then imagine the respect that is shown toward the prophet. What honors and blessings this action itself would contain. It is very important for us to make sure that we respect the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, respect the chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and everything that is attributed to them, that is associated to them. Queen Bilqis, she attained great ranks just by the means of respecting the letter of a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This shows us and also highlights for us that we should also respect every such thing that is attributed, that is associated towards the chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether it is their city, whether it is any sacred relic, whether it is their clothing, or anything of any sort, we should also respect it. Why? Because it has an affiliation, an attribution with a Nabi of Allah, or with a Wali of Allah, with the Sahabi of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So any such thing that we are honored or blessed to witness, to behold, or to be in the company of, we should always make sure that we respect it wholeheartedly. Insha'Allah, the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would also downpour upon us, as was the case with Queen Bilqis, who was blessed with such great honors just by the means of respecting the letter of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, after receiving this letter, after she read it out to the chiefs of her nation, how she consulted with them, what affairs did she consult upon with the chiefs of her nation, and what happened thereafter, insha'Allah, we will cover all this in our next episode. So make sure to join us again in our next episode to find out what happens next. Till then, take very good care of yourself and keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Wives of the prophets in Islam, wives of the prophets in Islam, wives of the prophets in Islam, wives of the prophets in Islam.